You're now tuning in to Sipping Tuesdays with Ellen and Janice. Do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? I know it can seem pretty difficult to answer this, especially when we live in a world that is constantly telling us to be more. But I'm here to remind you that you already are more than enough and that you have what it takes to unlock your potential and owning your power. When we understand our potential, that is when you find the key that unlocks our self-confidence and self-love. And confidence, as we know, is a firm trust. It's a belief system that allows you to move freely. It's a form of self-love, wisdom, and understanding of your own personal journey and your own uniqueness. It's owning your magic, stepping out of your comfort zone over and over again. It's that shining light that comes from within and knowing your worth. Confidence can mean different things to different people, but in reality, it simply means having faith in yourself. So having confidence means to know yourself and refuse to be anything but yourself, to have faith in your own abilities, to set boundaries, to believe in your own uniqueness, to not let negative self-talk or negative people enter your mind, to love your own skin, to grow through what you go through, to accept things for what they are, to take control of your own life, to have a positive outlook, to take charge of our attitudes and actions, to be ready to voice your opinion and to be bashed because of it, to forgive, to be grateful, to know your worth, to love, and to live freely. You see, I found I was more confident in myself when I stopped trying to be someone else's definition of beautiful and started being my own. I was always looking outside of myself for confidence, acceptance, and strength, but I realized that it comes from within and is there all the time. I found how liberating it is to pursue wholeness instead of perfection and understood that I was already qualified and that body confidence doesn't come from trying to achieve the perfect body, but instead it comes from self-discipline, self-love, self-healing, self-forgiveness, self-esteem, self-care, and from embracing all that I already am. You are either as beautiful, fearless, strong, and courageous, or as ugly, fearful, doubtful, hateful as you believe that you are. You define your true beauty, and that's not a power that anyone can have over you. You're not a size, you're not a weight, you're not an age, you're not an image, you're not your mistakes, you're not dumb, you're not an advert, you're not for sale, you're not lost, you're not wrong, you're not perfect. You are human, and you are a very beautiful, powerful, courageous, unique, unstoppable, fearless, and confident human who's got what it takes and who's already more than enough. When we know who we are and what we stand for, you begin to use criticism as a learning experience or your bad situations, like all the challenges that we face, all of these things that we have to encounter. We understand that it's for a higher good. You understand that everybody sees the world differently from their own perspective, and what works for one person may not work for another. So don't let the opinions of others or your situations, whether if it's positive or negative, really impact who you are and your choices. Listen to their criticism and make sure that you understand what is being said so you can use criticism as a way to learn and improve. It takes a strong woman to accept both compliments and criticisms graciously because we understand that it takes both sunshine and rain for a flower to grow. So if you're currently struggling with self-confidence, here's 5 quick tips to boost your self-confidence. Number 1, make a list of all the things you love about yourself. Such as, what do I stand for? What do I like or dislike? What are my goals? What will I accept? What won't I accept? How do I want my life to be? Or you can do things like, what kind of food do you like? Or what kind of music? You know, all of the things that make you you. All of the awesome things that make you really, you know, like that's the kind of list that you want to have. So once you make it clear on what it is that you want or what it is that you like, it'll be better to make decisions that align with that. If you're struggling with confidence, 2, send a message to your 3 closest friends with this question. I am doing this research and I need to know 4 things you admire about me. If those people choose to be your friend, that you choose to be your friends or whatever, you know, whoever you want to send this to, you can make a post on Facebook, you can go ahead and, you know, write a post on social media, or if you personally want to just you know, contact and reach out to your personal friends, I definitely recommend that, you know, whatever answers you get, you write them down and you start your own list of the things that you love about yourself. And then, you know, just read carefully, take it all in and look at what all the beautiful perspective things that all those people said about you. And, you know, once you start doing that, you need to start seeing yourself through their eyes. Also, if you're struggling with self-confidence, number three, remember three goals you reached over the last 2 years. This is something that really helps me out throughout my process because whenever, you know, sometimes I'm feeling a little low, I begin to think about all of the things that I have been able to accomplish all on my own. You know, so for example, you can do things like moving out of your parents' house or making that fabulous trip to Europe. You know, so think about the last 2 years and how much you conquered, you know, throughout this time. And once again, write it down and just reminisce in every one of them. You know, how you dreamt about it, how you planned it, or, you know, how you found out that, you know, like how awesome it made you feel to know that you did this. You know, that the idea is just to start with three, and or if you want to add more, but that's fine. You know, your goal is to basically be able to express yourself and celebrate you and your awesomeness. Number four, invest a few minutes in front of the mirror doing I am affirmations on self-love, self-worth, and confidence. Self-affirmations are powerful because they help us reshape our thoughts. You know, so like, for example, if you want to like repeat 5 to 10 different things daily just to appreciate yourself, you can, you know, look in the mirror as you do it or close your eyes and think about those words getting inside of you and becoming your reality inside and out. Now, so here's a few ones that I use that helps me conquer my day. For example, what I usually do is like I burn a candle or I burn my little sage and stuff. And what I do is I look at the mirror or I just close my eyes and I begin to say things like, I will have a great day today no matter what I face. I love the person that I'm becoming. I am happy to be here, to be alive, to be thriving. I'm happy to be healthy. I am free. I am love. I am light. I am powerful. I accept myself unconditionally. I release negative self-talk. I choose to stop apologizing for being me. I deserve all good things. I am powerful. I am radiant, and I am enough. So those are some examples that I usually do, you know, just to boost my confidence for the day. It feels really awesome to do, and it just really helps me get more centered or more aligned to, you know, conquer my day. Number five, you want to make sure that you surround yourself with good people or with good energy or with all of the things that make you you. You know, so find the things or the people and places that make you feel like your best self, the things that make you feel whole. Hold on to all of these things. Repeat them over and over again. Fill yourself up with nothing but good energy. And obviously, when you are lost and struggling, all of these things or the people and places, they're going to help you remember who you are again. So by applying these examples into your daily life, you'll see how far you can grow. And if you allow God to work in you and through you, especially with building confidence, you will find that being yourself and exploring who you are is one of the greatest gifts you can receive. So let's commit to becoming more confident in ourselves and embracing the journey one step at a time. Because life isn't meant to be perfect. It's just meant to be lived. So thank you guys so much for tuning in with me. I love you guys so much. You are loved. You matter. You are enough. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Sipping Tuesdays and follow me on Instagram too at Eleni Janice. Love you guys so much. Bye.